Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. The most surprising bit of this week's news comes from the Ohio governor's race. A Fabrizio Lee Research Firm survey of 800 Ohio Republican voters finds GOP Governor Mike DeWine, one of the leading COVID shutdown governors, appearing to be in trouble against his Republican primary opponent, former Congressman Jim Renacci. According to the poll, Mr. Renacci would top Governor DeWine in his quest for renomination by a 46-38% margin. The governor's job approval rating among Ohio Republicans is a poor 48-49%, positive to negative, and his personal approval ratio is an even worse 44-52%, with 33 of the 52 saying very unfavorable. Mr. DeWine's reelect score is troublesome for any incumbent. A full 50% of his own party respondents say they definitely or probably won't vote for him. This race has been rather quiet to this point, but the May 3rd Republican gubernatorial primary has just become more interesting. On the Democratic side, former Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley released her Clarity Campaign Labs poll that posts her to a 33-20% lead over ex-Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley in the battle for their party's gubernatorial nomination. In Tennessee, the Republican legislature sent Governor Bill Lee a new congressional map that will divide Democratic Nashville's host county, Davidson, into three districts. The move has forced veteran Democratic Congressman Jim Cooper, who will be in the House for 32 years at the end of this Congress, into retirement. He becomes the 29th Democratic incumbent not to seek re-election, meaning there will be at least 50 freshman House members in the new Congress. A Republican three-judge panel, in a surprising move, voided the new Alabama congressional map. The ruling agreed with the Democratic plaintiffs that another minority seat could have been drawn in the seven-district state. The decision is interesting in that the new map is virtually the same as the current plan that has been in effect for the entire previous decade. The Republican leadership will appeal, and the U.S. Supreme Court must hear redistricting cases. Therefore, this move to invalidate the Alabama map could be overturned. In Kentucky, the Republican legislature overrode Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's veto of the congressional map. Therefore, the 5R1D bluegrass state map will become law. In Massachusetts, U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, the former Boston mayor, announced that he will not return to the Bay State to compete in the open governor's race. Attorney General Maura Healey, on the other hand, did announce her gubernatorial candidacy and becomes the leading Democrat. New Epic MRA polling in Michigan finds Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer leading Republican former Detroit Police Chief James Craig 46-41%, but her news is not all positive. Her job approval is 45-52% negative, people by a 10-point margin believe Michigan is on the wrong track, and President Biden's favorability index is a woeful 32-66% favorable to unfavorable. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.